Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking at my credit card statement, and I have something here that says that's charging me for $49.97, and I'd like to know what that is.
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
Zip code is 92126.
And your first and last name.
Sorry, what was that?
Your name, I'm sorry.
Elizabeth Lee, LEE. This was on October 31st.
And can you verify your address for me?
11071 Delphinus Way, San Diego.
And do you recall on October the 28th paying the shipping and handling for our Wi-Fi booster?
For what?
Wi-Fi booster.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That Wi-Fi booster was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And the membership fee for that store is $49.99. And each month you are enrolled, you will receive a $125 gift card.
What was the $49.97 for?
The Factory Direct Savings Store.
A what? I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Factory Direct Savings Store.
What does that have to do with?
The Wi-Fi booster was a welcoming gift for joining the Fact Direct Savings Store.
Can you cancel that? I don't want that.
I can cancel your account where you're no longer getting billed any further.
Pardon?
I can cancel your account where you're no longer getting billed any further.
Well, what about this $49.97?
I can only get you refunded 35% of that amount, ma'am.
Was it because I was getting that Wi-Fi booster?
The Wi-Fi booster was a free gift. And it was a welcoming gift for joining.
No, it wasn't a free gift. I paid for it.
You only paid $7.45 to receive that Wi-Fi booster.
Right.
So it was a free gift. The only thing you paid for was to get it shipped to you. And it was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And that's why you billed that $49 for that store that you were enrolled in when you made the purchase for that Wi-Fi booster.
Well, in that case, I don't want that Wi-Fi booster, then I'll send it back.
It was a free gift, ma'am, so you can't keep that.
But I don't want to be charged for that $49.97.
You still are going to be charged for it, ma'am. I can get you refunded 35% of that amount, ma'am.
Well, that's a scam.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It is not a scam.
Well, I'd like some return on this money then.
Yes, ma'am. I can get you refunded 35% of that amount, ma'am.
How much percent?
35.
35%?
Yes, ma'am. Customer, are you here?
Well, does that mean I have to pay the full amount and I'll get the 35% back?
You will get 35% back from the amount that you already paid.
But I haven't paid it.
Ma'am, the transaction approved.
I get 35% back from the $49.97.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, can you put that down so that, put a note on that so that I will get it?
That 35% will go right back onto the account that it was taken off of. Customer, are you there? Customer, are you
Sorry, could
there?
pardon?
That 35% will go right back onto the account that it was taken off of.
So I'll get 35% from the $49.97. Will that be sent to me by check or what?
It will be placed right back onto the card that it was taken off of.
I don't understand you.
How did you make the payment, ma'am?
I haven't made the payment.
4745, you made the payment with the Visa card ending in 7300.
Yes, I made it on that credit card.
It will be right back onto that credit card.
So it'll go back to the credit card?
Yes.
I see. Will there be, so you will put a note on it? On that account and says that I get the 35% back.
I will get you refunded, and that refund will be showing up into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
In how many days?
3 to 5.
Okay. Okay. So that will go back to my credit card. Correct? Hello?
Yes. And your account is canceled where you're no longer getting billed any further.
Okay. That's fine.
And you
Thank you.
should, yes, ma'am, you should be expecting that refund in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
No problem.